There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, exhaustive overviewing of what's going on in the world from our perspective. When I say our, I mean Doug and Jennifer and Roberta Fasanelli. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's here as well with his 2 cents, 3 cents. He always is kidding me about the shiny penny. I'm getting off of that now, Rich, because I want to be more serious about the issues, and I want to get the serious input from all of my serious staff members.
No, kind of a little fun, but yeah.
We're so serious.
Okay, so I want to know how it is or how you think it may be in a non-medical way that women are getting Alzheimer's more than men are. Why would that be?
There's a because they want paper. To.
Well, you know, Joe, not about this question.
Really?
It scares me because I actually feel that this is no joke. Don't laugh at me. But I don't know if it's lack of sleep. I don't know what it is. But I have felt less sharp over the last couple of weeks. I'm having trouble remembering names. I can't remember words.
You know, I haven't had that same seriously. I'm not doing as well remembering names. And it may be that it has to do with sleep because not all the neurons are connected.
It's definitely sleep.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Because I've been I have been short of sleep. For a while now, and it does. It has
for a while, like for 30 years,
like your whole life,
maybe even before that.
So that may be, but in thinking about it, I wonder whether this kind of information is necessary. Now that I'm bringing it up, you could say to me, "Well, Doug, you're the one who's talking about it. Why are you talking about it?" Because I had this question when I saw this. Why would you say that women are more prone to have Alzheimer's than are men, and not offer a solution? I think that's the problem.
Well,
I like to know what's going on. Yes, they are. There's some sort of Alzheimer's-related gene that has a bigger impact on women than men.
So I did genetic testing. Did I tell you? I told you this. I did 23andMe before, for whatever reason, people made it illegal.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And there are two, they give you everything. You know, you're more susceptible to heart disease, to diabetes, to psoriasis, to, you know, whatever there is, they give you a yes or no of what you're most susceptible to. There are two categories that remain locked until you actually have to physically go and click on them and agree to get the results. And one of them is Alzheimer's and the other is the cancer gene. And, I mean, obviously some people probably do this and never look in those categories because they don't want to know and it's too scary. I did. I don't carry the gene for either of those things, thank God. Mm-hmm. But would you, I guess my question to you guys is, would you look at those? Would you want to know if Alzheimer's was headed your way?
Well, that's like that death clock that people have. Would you go, Richie did, and I think I did.
The death clock is so stupid, though, because you could get hit by a bus. I mean, there's so many other factors in life.
It's just a guess. It's not real. There's nothing.
And what's the prize? If they're right and they said 5 years, like, do you give them a prize?
Please,
you're dead. Now. Who cares? Yeah. I don't want to know.
I already know I got the cancer gene, so that knocks that one out. And both of my grandmothers had dementia, so you got to know.
But
so
dementia
why pay for the
is
test?
Different from Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I know.
So why pay for the test?
Dementia is like just having a little fun at the party.
I paid
for
the test twice, as it happens. And the one canceled the other one out, and they were both very prominent, very prominent. Remember when I went to Saraskin?
Oh, your head was messed up for a month.
Yeah,
my head was really messed up. Yeah, I was very depressed.
What do you mean I'm going to have Alzheimer's in 7 years?
Yeah. Well, I think 7 years has transpired since I had the test, and here I am.
Yeah.
Meredith's happy to tell me how quick my mind is, and I think hopefully as you listen, there's not much left in my life other than as you look forward to, I've accomplished a whole lot. I want to continue to accomplish, but I want to hold on to what I've got. Is that making sense? I mean, as far as your body is concerned, I'm doing a very rigorous exercise routine, and I'm working my mind more. Well, I think that that's part of what keeps things going. You got to keep your body healthy, your mind healthy. It's all that mind, spirit, body stuff. I'm working a lot more on spirituality and things that really are hard for some people to understand. In other words, the basic facts of life that most of us have trouble with through our entire lives. I think it just makes sense because there is so much to be thankful for. And I guess I wonder, as you start your day, this is something that I have become very aware of and trying to be actually very acutely becoming acutely adept at thinking when we wake up and then through the day of what there is in your life that you have to be thankful for. Think about all the good things. I mean, we all grouse about the bad stuff. Roberta bitches and moans and complains all the time, but she has a lot of things to be thankful for. And I think you really know that. You just, because it's part of who you are. There is so much that all of us have to be thankful for. Jennifer complains about her love life. Okay, so, that's a problem.
I don't complain to you about my love life. I mean, I make jokes about the terrible people I choose to date.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. Okay.
But that's just bad decision.
You know what? I'm going to give something to Richie. He just said something that I'm going to bring back around. Sometimes Richie and I argue with each other as friends. I was going to say and lovers, but people, we love each other, and we are friends and close friends. We understand how each other thinks, even though we don't like sometimes how the other person thinks. I'm very strident when it comes to him sometimes and his sort of strong attitude and opinions about things and not necessarily letting other people in. I will tell you something about this man that is, it's laudable to the nth degree. When he went into this cancer thing that he got a couple of years ago, there has to have been some reserve in your mind, even though you didn't let anybody know. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to overcome it. And that is really
positive.
The approach that he took.
Never a second
plus
of
the
doubt.
Fact. Well, then that's...
You can't.
Then it's, you can't. That's right. You can't... If you're going to be successful in that kind of a fight, you can't have a doubt.
You know what
the other
I admire?
Side of it is that he's an excellent father. What? You admire
I
what?
Admire something about Richie, and this is... You're
what
gonna
happened
this,
here?
No, you're going to say that this is backhanded. It's
well,
not
we're all talking... Hold on. Let me go back to what we're doing.
What we're
doing is looking at the things that we have to be thankful for. That's what we're doing. We're understanding what it is that we have to be thankful for.
And you guys know I love you guys so much. You're like my family. And so one of the things about Rich that I totally admire and I love because I love working with you guys because I can take little things. You know, you take things from people and you try to
steal the stuff we do here for
them.
Your local radio program in the afternoon. We know what you do.
Sure.
Yeah, I totally right. Stop.
Keep going.
Today on the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, you're going to be able to hear about why women get dementia. Alzheimer's. All right.
Yeah.
No, what Rich does is Rich has just the perfect amount of cockiness and arrogance.
No,
not to the
much.
Point where he is a jerk.
He is a jerk.
Well, sometimes to you, Dougie.
Sometimes.
But most, he's not to the point where he's a jerk, but he's got just enough arrogance that he's like, cancer's not going to take me down. Please. I'm going to totally...
That's not arrogance. That's being assured. There's a difference
assured. Self-assuredness.
Being,
that's what I mean. And I,
yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't mean it in any bad way. He's got just the perfect amount that he's like, I can take this. What are you going to... He just has that self-assuredness that I think is very cool, and I would like to get some, please.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I've been around Doug long enough to know that... attitude is everything.
Totally.
And if you have a doubt in the back of your head that this isn't going to go well, there is that percentage chance that it will not. Quite honestly, I was lucky because the type of cancer I had, nobody dies from. If you die from Hodgkin's, stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma,
you're just a real moron.
You're really trying. Yeah. And the doctor told me...
You're not taking care of yourself.
Right. Well, the doctor told me, I kick this thing's butt every day. You're going to be fine. Yeah. But I'll tell you, the week in between when you find out you have cancer and what cancer you have, that's hell.
Yeah, well, that's what
that
I... So
well,
go back to why we started this conversation. Because of the Alzheimer's conversation, my testing at Seroscan 7 years ago, which basically netted in the comparatives that they did, because they're all at that time they had nothing but football players. They had 3,800 football players in their database. So I was compared to the football players, and he said this lobe is there, and that lobe, and this problem, and that. And he said, you know, you're a candidate for early Alzheimer's and dementia in the next 7 to 10 years. So I took that. Oh man, woof, was it the next couple of weeks? And then Ken Kronhaus got a hold of it, and he said, no, we're not going to settle for this. You're going to Mass General. We'll find the best guy in the country that studies this and works on patients, and we'll send you there. So Meredith and I went in, and I took the test. And he says, there's nothing wrong with you. And I did a PET. There were two different kinds of scans, and the Mass General was a PET scan. And I mean, I fell down the stairs, a flight of stairs, when I was 3 years old, and cracked my head open on a door jamb. And it left sort of a hole in my brain right there, and that may explain some of the things that are crazy about me. But in general, the rest of it, and one of the things that I make sure, there's a fellow named Fred Grover, who is a great doctor, and he's put together a prescription, basically a cocktail of things to take, supplement-wise, that are really very good for your brain. And one of the things that we do here, when we talk about all the things that are great to get the blood around, I'm not kidding. When I tell you about things like Super Beets, or when we talk about whatever product it is that gets the nitric oxide working in your system to open up everything in your body, this is how you survive in that environment. So if more people knew more about these problems instead of just kind of cowering or going the regular route, it's always going to be up to you, because you're responsible for your body, you're responsible for your health, not the doctors, not other people, but you. You need to know what's going on in your body if you want to live a long, happy, healthy life and take care of the people that you love and have them around. And see, I mean, there's a picture we posted on Facebook of me holding my Miles this weekend.
So cute,
I can't,
by the way.
Possibly.
So cute.
He really is. He's down. Yeah.
He looks like a little old man.
He's got that. He's got a little bit of that.
He just has this aura about him.
I had a chart done on him by my friend Maria, and she said that he is very mature, a very old soul, and that his life will be filled with music and education. Well, that makes sense because his parents are both educators, but he'll probably be some very well-known musician. He has that, and it's funny how you can look at those things and you get really a good. That's why I love astrology. If you go to people that are good and they really know their stuff, they can come up with all kinds of things that will help you think positively about the future. There's always something you can pull from it. But this kid is he's smiling, he's laughing all the time, he doesn't fuss much, and it just is neat to see how all of the stuff goes together. That doesn't mean that Megan's husband and I agree on some things. We had an argument on Saturday night. It is what it is. I'm not married to him. He's not a bad guy. He's a good father and a good husband. I just don't happen to. But isn't it funny how we get into those things and we, you know, a lot of people will dismiss members. I was talking to a friend of mine who used to be on this program, Mark Scheinbaum, who is a wonderful guy. There are many times when I wish I could get him back on the program. But only one at a time, Roberta, thank you. Is getting remarried. His wife died 3 years ago. So he's got four children. Two of them are ecstatic about his getting married to this woman, because apparently she's quite a catch. And the other two children won't speak to him. Because he's disrespecting his mother's, their mother's memory. Mm. She's been dead for 3.5 years. I don't know what all of that.
Yeah, what's the problem?
I know his kids fairly well, but I'm just really surprised. And one of them, his son, who's been quite successful in the service, his father and father went everywhere to support him. I don't get it. I don't get
and you
how
can't question that guy.
Don't you think his dead wife would want him to be happy? I certainly.
I think so.
And he was very devoted to her.
Oh, he was terrifically devoted. Yeah. And she killed herself because she couldn't. It was like my mother didn't stop smoking. She killed herself. She knew she was killing herself. And he still was very supportive of her and took great care of her until her demise. So, anyway, but it's just funny how people think. Well, we've had a well-rounded conversation here, haven't we, for the last couple of minutes? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Five songs from this week in 1999.
What list have you got? Oh, you know what? I don't have five songs, Doug.
Oh, you don't?
No.
What happened?
Oh, I forgot that my overnight person that did all the, prep was not right here last night, and that I had to do this.
So much for that. That was a good idea while it lasted. All right, let's keep moving here.
Well, I don't remember these five. Did you do these without me? Paul Simon, Barry White?
Yeah, we did
Barry
them last
White,
Thursday.
I think.
Okay. No, we did them last Thursday. Yeah. But thanks for being. When were you? No, Friday when you were here.
Friday.
Yeah, we did Friday when you were here. Okay. Poll today at DougStefan.com focuses on the 8 years since the first Apple iPhone. It's only been eight years?
Isn't that weird how it's changed our lives?
Apple
so
iPhone.
I feel like I've had 10 iPhones in 8 years.
My heavens. Well, you have, haven't you?
I've had, I've had almost every one. Mm-hmm. I've skipped a version or two.
This is the date the first Apple iPhone went on sale. This date, 2007.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Man, oh man. Hmm. Isn't that amazing?
It feels like 30 years.
And look at what this company is all about these days. So, amazing. The poll question today at DougStefan.com, have you gotten an Apple? Have you ever had an Apple iPhone? A, yes, and I still love it. B, yes, but eventually I switched to another kind of phone. C, I didn't get one of the first ones, but I finally did get one. D, no, I have an Android or other smartphone. That's what I have. E, I don't have a smartphone. Well, I suppose I'm halfway in there. Although I am, as I said,
don't you have both? You kind of ride the line between flip phone and Android.
Yeah. Well, I'm using
You still have a flip phone?
Yes,
I do. That's his go-to phone.
That's
what I use
phone.
Most of the time. Yeah. The other thing I use.
His Droid like it sucks. He never uses it.
Well, no, I'm using it more because of that, Jennifer, because it's something that there's a tool that I'm learning how to use, and I get a little tutoring and tutelage.
I know, we tweeted together. I was proud of you.
Yeah. Well,
Doug,
I think
tweet?
That...
Yeah, I taught him.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you didn't see me doing much of that. But I probably could do more of it. I just don't get the value of it. Just as an aside here, I don't get the value of, oh, well, I just went to the grocery store and brought back a box full of strawberries. Who cares when I brought back a box full of strawberries?
How about the parking app that I told you about earlier, Park Mobile, where you use it to pay for your parking meter, and then if you're sitting down eating dinner and all of a sudden your meter doesn't expire, it sends you an alert. You add another hour to the meter, and you don't have to get up and leave your meal and leave your friends.
Brilliant.
That's got value,
brilliant,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's so those are the kinds of things, the utilities that you could be using and helping you with you. And the GPS, I mean, I use that little Waze app. I use it all the time to navigate around.
Yeah,
to navigate around traffic.
You can get anything.
Park Mobile. Park Mobile.
Download that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But there's an app. Didn't we discover there were like 400,000 or more apps that have been developed over the past 10, 12 years?
Something 400, like that.
500. I mean, amazing number of apps. Right. How could you put them all on your phone anyway?
Tim Cook says there are more than 1 million apps in the app store.
1 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, 900,000, though.
How could you put them all on your phone?
That was in 2013.
Wow. Yeah, they can't put 3 million now.
Yeah, you don't want them all on your phone.
1.
You know,
I
mean, there's a bazillion radio apps.
Well, I think that's the point. I have TuneIn Radio on mine, Stitcher Radio on mine. You have it. Isn't there an app for CRN?
Why, yes, there is.
All right, so you have
CRN.
If
you're looking clearly, right?
for a way to have this program available, there's so many different ways. Somebody said to me last week, I can't get the show, and they just sent them in a different direction.
There's 100 different ways to get the show.
Yeah.
We're up to 1.5 million apps in the Apple apps now.
Isn't that amazing? The app that I've gotten one for meditation that I think will be good. But you can download almost, there's not anything that exists in the world informationally or even entertainment-wise that you can't get.
You should get red wine for meditation.
Don't you usually meditate to get away from your technical distractions?
Well, but again, it still can help you, though, Richie.
Oh, there you go.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Off relevant store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Because we are happy. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 33 after the hour with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're working on some of the issues of the day, the events, things that people are talking about, and a lot of folks are wondering how much credibility to give to some of the warnings that have come from various politicians over the weekend of July 4th terror threats, possible terror attacks. I get so tired, and I argued with myself as to whether or not I even wanted to bring this up, frankly, because it sounds like to me it's the same old, this warning from the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee that Americans need to remain vigilant to the threat of a terrorist attack. What the hell does that mean?
ISIS is celebrating like a year anniversary of their caliphate, and with all of these coordinated attacks that they did last week, and then with Ramadan happening, there it looks like it's the perfect storm for something
all
like
right,
that.
So
you have to remember, it's like the line between fear-based thinking and being vigilant. There is one. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be afraid, mm-hmm. but you can keep your eyes open.
All right, so is that the spirit in which this comes out? Look out, be careful, or be afraid and be scared? Which is it? What do you feel when you hear or read these?
Look out and be careful.
You know, look, if something happened and the government knew something was going on, that there was some chatter, and they didn't say anything, I mean, this is a CYB, a cover your rear end.
Well, that's what happened in 9/11, many people claim.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so they tell people to keep an eye out, and that's probably a really smart thing. I mean, anytime you have a patriotic holiday, that's what you're, this is our new reality. So 4th of July parades are saying they're going to amp up security at military installations and that law enforcement will be on higher alert.
But how many times do you call, but is this a wolf thing? How many times do you cry wolf? It seems to me we've had a lot of these warnings at the, I remember when John, what's his face, was Attorney General.
Ashcroft,
thank you, Richie. Mm-hmm. And they were all, these things were a dime a dozen, and people began to think, oh,
there's still a dime a dozen here.
Remember, though, there's a different landscape now. I mean, Al-Qaeda, when they were our threat, when that group was the one sponsoring these things, and they still are not, they're not gone, but they're not the threat that ISIS is, because Al-Qaeda would actually do, like, trying to do the big coordinated attack like they did on 9/11. Mm-hmm. ISIS, on the other hand, has done a great job of reaching out with social media to all these lowlifes who want to make a name for themselves, who just want to belong to something. And so that's why it's a little different, and you're probably never going to not have a lot of threats now, because they, you know, there can be one guy. It's not going to be a group of people flying planes into a building. It's going to be one guy with a backpack.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing.
That's the Boston bomber.
If you see somebody, you know, with an overcoat on who looks, you know, rather rotund, you know, walking through Times Square, I think you should mention it to somebody.
With a crock pot. You might want to say something.
Right.
With a
crock pot.
Exactly.
With a crock pot.
Stew anybody? Stew?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. You cannot let them run your life and make you walk around in fear, because then you've given them
your
the
children
win.
If you give them.
Right.
See,
you let
that's
them
the
win.
Whole business about the what do they call it, the helicopter parents,
right.
Hovercraft parents, always around. Make sure you call me when you get to school. Make sure you're safe when you get home. If I'm at work, call me. Make sure. I mean, what are you teaching your children when you keep telling them, call. I want to make sure you're safe and it's all okay. Come on.
You know what? When Victoria was, you know, going to school in Manhattan, and she was walking around Manhattan a lot, and she would walk home a lot, and it's about 2 miles from her school to the house. Yeah. I told her, I said, you know what? When you walk home, don't walk in front of embassies. Don't walk through Times Square. Avoid
don't walk
the
in front
high
of cars or buses.
No. Avoid the
definitely
high profile. Avoid the high profile areas, because that's where you're more. And I do that too. I'll be honest with you. When I walk through Manhattan, I do the same. I don't walk down Fifth Avenue. I mean, are you kidding me? Nope. Nope. First of all, too many darn tourists in the way. But I don't walk through Times Square.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Yeah, move.
At some point, there is a relative quality to the warnings, and at some point, it just is just more of the same. And how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? You know, there's no credible, and that's what they say. We have no credible evidence of anything specific. It's just be vigilant. Well,
be vigilant,
aren't we all
and, you know, and just
pretty
kind
vigilant
of
anyway.
I'm just kind
no,
of
we're
you
not.
Know, you stack in the deck. That's all you do. You just stack
this
the deck.
This is actually why this is good, because for so long we were taught not to judge people, not to look at people funny. And now this is like, hey, if something looks weird, don't be afraid. Put up your little freak flag and say,
if I call the police for everybody
here
who looked at me funny, I'd have a constant conversation going on.
Just wait till we have breakfast today, Dougie.
Yes, right. Call the police. Okay. There's a video uploaded to YouTube today. It shows a young man apparently on a visit to Windsor Castle in England having a bit of fun with one of the guards, mimicking his stroke. He crossed the line. He leaned in and put a hand on the guard's shoulder, which is a new story at DougStephan.com. The soldier commanded to the young person, step back from the Queen's Guard. He drew his rifle on this young man. The guard, members of the British military, they are tasked with protecting the royal family, royal residences. A guardsman who participated in a Reddit question and answer session last year pointed out that while the soldiers carry guns during their ceremonial patrols, the weapons only contain live ammunition if the guards are aware of an active threat. However, he said guardsmen are fully empowered to yell at members of the public who cross the line. Quote, you are allowed to get them away to get them away from you by shouting warnings at them if they fail to move away or start to act aggressively. We take out our bayonets.
This guy's he wastes no time turning around and pointing his gun at this guy,
right,
who's just fooling around, and then he jumps right back into his march.
Yeah,
once the guy runs.
Yeah, so you don't mess around.
Wow,
why would you? And that's Sure. Okay, here's a better story from England. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure. Part two.
If
you like grilled cheese.
Yes, I love do. It.
And you're in England, you may be able to get grilled cheese sandwiches mailed to you so you can get them in your
mailed?
Mailbox. Cheese posties, they're called. A subscription-based service that sends the ingredients for a perfect grilled cheese right to your home. According to their Kickstarter campaign.
Who doesn't have bread and cheese sitting around the house?
This is artisan bread, Richie.
This is special bread
and special
cheese. It's probably, organic,
world class.
Yes.
So for $4 a week, you get the traditional cheese, bread, and butter, plus a special ingredient like bacon or berries. Comes with a special bag that you can toast it in. So if you're a picky eater and you only
A bag that you can toast it in. So that means you're they don't microwave things in London.
Well, they do have microwaves, but not as much as we do, for sure.
Stovetop.
They use toasters. Yeah, they use toasters.
Toast on one side, though. Sure. They don't toast both sides.
You know how yummy? Yesterday, I was, where the heck was I yesterday that I went? I was hungry and it was, I don't remember where I was, but I went into a Starbucks. And I got one of those panini cheese and tomato sandwiches.
That's really good, isn't it?
They really are good.
I know. I know.
Starbucks?
Oh, my gosh. Starbucks. They have, this is so crazy. They have a chicken artichoke one and a tomato, basil, and mozzarella. Ugh, really good.
Yeah, really? No, do they make them fresh there? I don't go into Starbucks.
They are made by some partner of theirs in San Francisco, and they distribute them that way. Most food, no matter what stores you go to today, whether it's a chain like Starbucks or McDonald's.
It's assembled.
It's all assembled. Well, they have, in the case of this particular sandwich, they make them all in the San Francisco bakery, and then they distribute them. It's wrapped up, they freeze them, and they send them to the distribution point that they have for Starbucks to get all this stuff around. And like everything else, McDonald's and all the big stores that are basically cookie-cutter operations, they send all the product to the warehouses in their region, and then the warehouse sends the stuff frozen to the store, and they cook it.
That is everything that is wrong with America.
Yeah, and don't until you eat it, because it's really...
Oh, I'm sure it's delicious.
But in this circumstance, this was good. This was.
It doesn't taste good.
I'm sure it tastes fine, but...
And it probably has good... I'm trying to stay away from bread and stuff, and I saw that...
Fairfax, Virginia, I'm eating a sandwich that was frozen and shipped across the country two weeks ago in San Francisco. Is just stupid.
Well, that's how it works, Richie.
Yeah.
That's the way they do it.
Sorry.
And whether they'll tell you it's quality control or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, I think it's moving the other way. I think the local movement is I just came from the mid-Atlantic shores, from the Delaware shores, and I mean you can't swing a dead cat 5 feet without hitting a farm stand or a restaurant that promotes all local because it's a big farm area.
The local boy movement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a big, and this is the time of year. Strawberries are just in season, the corn will start.
I bought some blueberries yesterday. And watermelon. Yeah.
Cucumbers, peaches. Watermelon,
corn. Oh my
summer
God,
squash.
Corn is so good.
It's delicious. It's a great time of year for that sort of thing. And the preference has been. But one of the big things that's happening, I don't want to belabor this point, but one of the things, I do this new program called The American Family Farmer, which is on a lot of the same stations, an hour weekend program aimed at the family farmers, at family-run ag businesses, the hobby farmer, and also the locavore. Where do you get good food? How do you get it? What do you do to make sure that we can do as much as we can to support and help the family farmer? All of these things, problems and solutions, is what I present in every program. And one of the things we were talking about this past week was the strong move to locavore and how much the government is getting involved and people are getting really angry. Remember I said a couple of years ago around the political election, when you start telling people, it had to do with one of the FDA's new Food Safety Enhancement Act or whatever that stupid thing was, and all it was doing is giving government more control over the source of food, yet Monsanto can grow all of the genetically modified stuff that the world is opposed to, and the government doesn't get in the way of that at all, but yet they get in the way of somebody like me who's producing raw milk and selling it, which is loaded with nothing but fresh and pure and wonderful food value. And it's all these people that have gone to the public health colleges. The chairs are all funded by ADM and Cargill and the drug companies, and so that's what they teach. So that's what's coming back. All these people, this kid that was 28 years old is trying to tell me how to milk cows and how to run my farm business. He's never been behind a cow in his life. So that's the kind of stuff that you're getting. And now more and more government says, well, you can't have this kind of food, that kind of food. And I said this before, and I will say it again. If we keep going down the road that we're going down with fewer and fewer people growing food, and the big companies are growing, the big farm conglomerates are growing it, and not as well and as full of health as the locals are doing it, we won't have enough money. I'm sorry, we won't have enough food to never mind be the breadbasket of the world. We'll be able to feed ourselves in 40 years as we're going down that path. And it is unnatural. It's unholy. It's unwelcome. It's unwarranted. It's just, it's bad. But these are symptoms of it. We think this is kind of a cool idea. Send everybody there. We signed up for a food service that sent wonderfully fresh food around.
You know who started all this?
Winter months. Who?
Clarence Birdseye.
I know, freezing the bird. You know
what,
by the way?
He was the first. However, I watched a documentary on, like, the Food Network about how he started the frozen food thing and how we can ship food from one part of the country to another.
But you know what? The stuff that's fresh frozen is better than any of the things that they haul across the country. The lettuce that's 3-4 days old, the time it gets from California to New York.
I bought some blueberries at a farmer's market yesterday, and I kept some out, and I froze the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it. It's 46 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
It's the end of quarter clear sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents, beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99, American and European laminate styles for 39 cents, plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more, up to 40% off, and pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Summer is all about relaxing and enjoying your time. Beauty expert Grace Gold has some tips for how to look and feel your best this season.
LG Waterbane adds style and high-tech function to your summer look. Customize it with gold or silver finish, interchangeable watch bands, and 18 different on-screen watch faces.
The last thing women want when they're lounging in the summer is discomfort.
Most women feel breast pain is normal and have never discussed it with their doctor. Violet Iodine is a new daily supplement that alleviates common PMS-related breast discomfort symptoms such as heaviness, aches, swelling, and tenderness.
Take care of other aches and pains too.
At the first sign of muscle pain and stiffness, swelling from injuries and bruising, apply Arnicare Gel. The number one pharmacist recommended brand is non-greasy and quickly absorbed by the skin.
And always look young and fresh.
The Pellave Wrinkle Reduction System is FDA cleared to treat facial wrinkles. Pellave works on all skin tones and is painless with no downtime.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
All right, so if I were to go over the things that were most interesting today, that we didn't talk about. I think the health officials in Taiwan, the aftermath of the explosion that burned hundreds of partygoers at that water park over the weekend.
Yeah.
The burn units that are struggling to cope with the number of people that have been injured, skin grafting, and I guess this big fireball engulfed the crowd after some kind of powder was sprayed over them.
It was a water park, and they sprayed that colored powder, and somehow it caught on fire and just turned into a huge fireball.
God, can you imagine?
It's horrible.
Oof.
Not the kind of thing I want to spend a lot of time on.
No, and not me either. The season is fortunate for you and me that our time is up. 51 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I are rolling out the carpet for technology and technological information. Greg Steffen back on Wednesday out on an assignment. He's working with a gorilla in South Africa someplace. Have that story for us when he gets back. In the meantime, Richie's been all over the place using some interesting apps over the weekend, and I have some interesting app stories. And Kenny, if you've got an app story, well, this is all about apps. Provide us with info on your app in just a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN.
or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Technology, I was going to say tech talk and technology together, 55 past the hour. If you're planning a big night out, look no further than your smartphone, because there are so many different apps. I was talking about the apps that I was using over the weekend. There are so many things that you can access. What is it called? Table? There's something that Meredith uses.
It's Open Table.
Open Table, right. Then there's the Yelp app, which is a great way to find restaurants.
Yep.
Read the reviews, look at photos, what things customers have said about the menu, that sort of thing. If you don't feel like paying for parking or want to have a drink, check out the Uber or Lyft apps. Both are ride-sharing companies. They can pick you up and drop you off anywhere you want. If you decide to drive, think about the breathometer. That's something that won the Consumer Electronics Show Innovation Award this year, an app that transforms your smartphone into a breathalyzer. Also lets you know if you have bad breath.
That should come in handy.
Yeah, I suppose it could, yeah. All right, so what apps have you used this weekend, if any, Kenny?
My favorite that I used this weekend is called Where Did I Park the Car?
Yeah.
Right. That's how's the name
that,
of the
how
app.
How does that work? How does it work, though?
You open the app and you click on the button wherever you have parked, and then you go about your business, and when you're ready to try and find your car, you open the app back up, and it gives you walking directions to where it was that you clicked where your car was.
So Ken went to the county fair this weekend, which has a large parking.
He's parking cars.
A thousand cars there, and like, okay, where is my car? Well, you hit the little button, and it navigates you back to where your car is.
Wow. Isn't it amazing how these things get developed? It never ceases to amaze me how many people are able to use. This is part of what we encourage in the My Cool Invention stuff. The mind coming up with ideas, create some way of this, of getting your innovation, your invention to the market. It is terrific what we can do in America.
So we've mentioned parking twice already.
Yeah.
So here is one of my apps that I use. I went to the beach over the weekend, and parking at the beach is usually a trick when you go up into town and you're up in the little boardwalk area. So if you go all around the country, there are park mobile friendly parking meters. And you've seen these new electronic digital meters, Doug, where you go put your credit card in.
Yep.
And use one on Saturday. Out, right. You take the ticket out and you put it in. Well, if you download the Park Mobile app, there's a number on each one of those meters that says you are in zone 1111. And you open up the app and you say, I am in the zone 1111. It's attached to your credit card. You've created an account with your credit card. And you've already entered what car you are driving. And so it says, okay, here's my license plate, here's a description of my car, here's my credit card, park me. And you can stay there. So let's say you're eating dinner and your meter's about to expire. The app will open up and says you have 10 minutes left. You can say extend by 1 hour. And you don't have to run out and feed the meter.
Really?
Yeah. It's very convenient. So that's Park Mobile. And then the other thing I use this weekend, which is very convenient, is Waze. When I'm driving to the beach, I want to know where the speed traps are, where the backups are. It's all user defined. So if I pass a cop, I put it on there. Hey, watch out for this. If there's an accident, I put it on there. Hey, watch out for this.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.